Hallelujah. Good morning. Morning, Father God. Good morning, Son, Holy Spirit. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Thank you, Lord, that you inspire us new every day, Father God. There's a course, there's a plan laid out, and we want your plan, your will, your intellect to know you and to in the midst of the day. And so as to have the right emotions, the fruits of the Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Our readings, Psalm 103, 104, sorry, verses 12 to,
14.
sorry, verse 14
18.
to 18.
You cause the grass to grow for the livestock and plants for the man to cultivate, that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine to gladden the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread to strengthen man's heart. The trees of the Lord are watered abundantly, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. In them the birds built their nests. The stork has her home in the fir trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats. The rocks are a refuge for the rock badgers.
Hallelujah. What I just see here again is the order of God. You know, he's got everything. He's all knowing. And in his all knowing and perfect love, he's made everything, and everything has got a place. And that's so beautiful for us. You know, we've got to have that perfect love towards our God and know that he's in control. He made us, and he made us for purpose, and then he put, and all everything to do with our purpose, our character, our lives is found in his predestination. He predestined us in Christ. So now, when we have come home, we've come through the door that leads us to life and life in abundance. We must know that God will lead us exactly how we and need to be led, so that we can have the will, the intellect, and the emotions. And this is what is so important, because as once we're born again, the next step is growing into maturity, growing into the plan, and trusting God's got a plan, knowing all the old covenant. We see God developed people on schedule. They When you're a babe, you can't be a young man. When you're a young man, you can't really be a parent. You're not there yet. But it's step by step. And that's why we need to stay with God day by day, so as to have the right will, the right intellect, and then the right emotions. And this is what we see in our master copy. So we don't go aside from that. And then, as we saw in our master copy, he knew what was necessary in different situations. Because, in his own words, my Father is with me. I seek not my own glory. He leads me. He tells me what to do. And this is the relationship we need to come to. You know, in these days, you know, where you've got a lot of the devil out there in a powerful way, we've got so many people waiting for Jesus to come. And the sad thing, you know, and I look at it and I listen to some of these words, and I just perceive the coming of the Lord is only in a certain way. He's come 2,000 years ago in the flesh. But the reality of knowing our God, and what at the end of the day, what is it about? It's about knowing your God. He says, when he talks about him coming, and they say, we healed the sick, we cast out demons, we done this and that, he says, get away, I don't know you. So the knowing needs to go beyond the historical figure of Jesus. When we look into the apostles, now the apostles were the original disciples, and original disciples just had to be taught baby stuff, and that's what Jesus done. But then later on, they received the Holy Spirit, and then they started walking with their God, and God would lead them. So, in other words, he would come, and he comes to the believer. That's what we got in John 14. He says he won't leave them alone. He'll send them a comforter. But then the comforter opens up the truth, the word, the relative word. The letter kills, the spirit makes alive. And that they take hold of. And when they take hold of that, and when we take hold of that, then Jesus comes through. Why? He's the author and the perfecter. He perfects that faith. So that understanding of the Lord has come, and he has given us understanding to know him. And then as he opens himself, as he reveals himself to you and you embrace it, he comes through and he manifests himself to you. You get to perceive that which he has said, because he brings it to pass. And then he says so beautiful in John 14, and I will make my home with you, and the Father will make their home with us. And this is a coming we need to have so as to be secure, whether we drop the body and we go stand before the Lord or he decides it's the end now, the gospel has been preached to all. And that's another thing, we have to be active in the gospel, active in the good news is you doing your part, you hearing and doing your part, and then you sharing. Come home, come listen to your God, walk with your God, come be the people God made you to be. That we've got to be sharing all the time, in word and in deed. And I mean, just going back now to yesterday's word about the where God speaks in the Old Testament and he tells them to comfort his people because he's dealt double with his sins. And then he says he's going to bring down the mountains, lift up the valleys, so the glory of the Lord can be. And then he says, behold, the Lord God comes. He comes. Amen. Behold, his reward is with him. He tends his flock. Yeah, that's the realities we've got to know. Tending, he gathers his lambs. So people are coming in. People are getting born again, but they're not left in baby clothes. They're there to be encouraged to put on the sheep clothes, the things relevant to being a child of the living God. He carries them in his bosom and gently leads us. So the understanding of relationship, John, the Apostle John said, put it this way. He says, he came, we saw him, we touched him, and now we enjoy him. As Paul says, we once knew him in the flesh, but now no longer. And then John says it this way, our fellowship is with the Father and Son. So it's coming into the kingdom. It's coming into relationship with the King of the kingdom, and he's the Father through the Holy Spirit, and then it's a walk. Amen. So be blessed, guys, to know that's why you come day by day to the Lord, because you're not wanting to miss out on the days. And so these days are there to get us to know our God better, know ourselves, and then encourage those around us in the day. So we sustained, he sustains us, sustains the weary, to then sustain and encourage. And that encourages to love, because you've been loved, you can love. But if you've not been loved, you can't love. You know, it's all a thing in the flesh. So this has got to be, everything is in the spirit. God's working mightily in us to will and to do according to his good pleasure, to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, knowing him, walking with him. We walk in his footsteps. The works that he done, we also do. As the Father sent him, so the Father has sent us as well. So we develop on schedule. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for the plans that you have for us, plans to prosper and not to harm, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.